Rishus HaRav Shai Shlita Ben the Mari Varabi Rav Shechter Shlita Sharav Axelrod. I want to begin tonight in the few minutes that we have in these 25 minutes before Mayriv by asking a basic question about how the kinnos begin. Notice something unique about the character of Tisha B'Av, and then try to experience what the essence of Ne'ila is all about. Ne'ila of Tisha B'Av. The kinnos began this morning, Shovas Suri Mimi Shimuni Oivrai. The picture that my grandparents described as we were torn from the shtetl, the cattle cars' doors were closed, and the Poles screamed out, and there's a scene in this in Schindler's List, "Goodbye, Jew. Suri mimeni shimei ovrei." A small question about the order of the words. It should say, "Suri mimi," they're gone, and then shavas. Everything was silent. Why shavas first? In order to deal with this question, I'd like to point out that there are some unique parallels between Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av. Three that we'll mention tonight. The Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Pinchas says, "Amar Rabbi Levi, b'kol chodesh v'chodesh shebekayitz, in every month of the summer, b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten li Yisrael moed b'nisan nasalam pesach b'iyar nasalam pesach katan b'sivan nasan atzeres." HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all the summer months to have holidays. B'tamuz hayu b'dayto liten lem moed gadol. On Tammuz, on Shiva Asr, B'Tammuz, and Sifrei Chasidus, it's referring to, as Likutei Torah writes in Parshas Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a chag. V'asua Egel, U'bitel Tammuz Ove Elul, and Tammuz Ove Elul were no longer supposed to be the holidays that they were once supposed to be. And now we have what we have today. The Mefarshim point out that it seems from this Yalkut that Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, Tisha B'Av is Yom HaKippurim. There's another parallel that we have. Chazal say, "Tainis Davlamid Kol Oechel V'Shoise B'Tisha B'Av Kilu Oechel V'Shoise B'Yom HaKippurim." Another parallel. Rabosai, there's a ne'ila here. And finally, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Dalid Amid Beis says, "Osir lahoishit etzbo b'mayim." There's a prohibition that is shared for both Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, in which it's prohibited to put one's finger into water. Again, something unique between Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av. What's the connection? What does it say about the avoda of Ne'ila of Tisha B'Av? The Rav Zatzal pointed out that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim describes mitzvah saseh acheres yesh b'yom HaKippurim v'hi lishbois me'achila v'shtia. For the Hasidim here, notice the Lashon Rambam, mitzvah saseh acheres. The Rambam uses the Lashon lishbos, because Yom HaKippurim is Shabbos Shabbosan. And Yom HaKippurim has a requirement of shvisa, to entirely rest, to remove ourselves from our corporeal existence, and to stand like angels in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Baba Chana, my great-grandmother, was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem, stood all of Yom HaKippurim. She was an angel on Yom Kippur. On Yom HaKippurim, we are malachim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the essence of Shvisa, to be entirely removed from our corporeal existence. In contrast to all other Hilchos Avelus and other instances where it's prohibited to bathe, there the prohibition of bathing is one which is a prohibition of pleasure. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there is Shvisa. Okay, that's Yom HaKippurim. But what does that have to do with Tisha B'Av? The parallel between Asa L'Hoshet Etzbo B'Mayim Kol Ochel V'Shose Kilu Ochel B'Yom HaKippurim, and today is somehow paralleled to Yom HaKippurim itself. It was supposed to be Kor Olai Moed L'Shmor Bachurai. It was going to be the ultimate Moed. Nefesh HaChaim describes in Shar Aleph, V'zoz Yechrad Lev HaAdam. With this, a Jewish heart should shudder. And he describes that the world has it backwards. Titus HaRasha did not destroy the Beis HaMikdash, in the sense that it wasn't destroyed simply by Titus, but it was destroyed in the Jewish hearts. The Nefesh HaChaim describes that the center of the universe, the meeting point of the upper worlds of Yerushalayim, of the upper worlds and the lower worlds, was the Beis HaMikdash. Once upon a time, there was a synthesis, a clarity between the spiritual and the physical worlds, and the meeting point was Beis HaMikdash. That was the outer manifestation of spiritual synthesis. The ultimate spiritual synthesis, says Nefesh HaChaim, is in the Jewish heart. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes so far as to say that if a person has a thought of Aveira in their hearts, then it might be worse than an Aveira that's done in the Kodshei HaKadoshim. What happened was the collective Jewish heart had turned to stone. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the outer manifestation of that synthesis, the Beis HaMikdash could no longer stand. Ramesha Tursky, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, my brother is a Talmud, still is a Talmud Muvak, of that great grandson, that special grandson of the Rav Zatzal. They say that when he was murdered, the Rebbetzin, one of our first reactions was to send her son to the car in front of Rav Reuben Shul in Har Nof. And she had a strange request for her son: go to the car, and I want you to check the towel. Ramesha was killed right after Tefillah, the Talis of the Tefillin, Al Kiddush Hashem. I want to know if he went to the mikveh as well. Some mornings he would go, some mornings he didn't. And his son touched their son touched the towel, and it was wet. He came back to his mother, and she said, that's the first piece of Nechama. Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha described the synthesis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. Ish asher ruach bo. A person who their heart is one which is full of ruach. Their heart is full. Their actions are not simply empty actions. Lama li rov zivcheichem? The Navi calls out, I'm sick of the chitzonios, of the exterior. Not only the exterior that focuses on satisfying our ramache varme, our shasagidim, satisfying our limbs, but I'm even sick of the exterior of the avodas Hashem. How much of Tisha B'Av has become what's mutter and what's aser? We're just waiting to cut off the fuzz from our face. Rabbosai, this is the time in which there is a great parallel to Yom HaKippurim. The parallel to Yom HaKippurim is, says Rav Pinkus, we start with the word Shavas, because just like on Yom HaKippurim we rest and we remove ourselves from the corporeal worlds, it's now time for us to pull ourselves away from everything that relates to the Ramach Evarim and the Shasagidim, everything that relates to our corporeal existence, to become one and whole with our heart, with such a beautiful Jewish heart. Hence the kinnah start, Shavas. Everything is silent. And I beg of you, Rabbosai, there's only a few more minutes. A few more minutes when we're going to return, and we're supposed to return to our daily routine, to our daily life. But the essence of Tisha B'Av, the Ne'ilah of Tisha B'Av, is one that is the Ne'ilah as well of Yom HaKippurim. But in Yom HaKippurim, we cry out, Hashem Hu Elokim. And on Tisha B'Av, Ne'ilah is about Shavas, where a person sits alone with his Jewish heart and he asks himself, and she asks herself, what is important? What is truly important in my existence? After all is said and done. That's the Avodas Hayom. It's the same thing as Yom HaKippurim, but manifest in a totally different way. And the power that's inside of every single one of us is something that is way beyond what we thought we could do. There's so much kedusha, so much sanctity, and so much potential that Tisha B'Av, particularly in these last few minutes, could bring out. They say there was a story that in the barracks there was a holy Jew who somehow managed not to eat anything that was treif. And an SS officer heard about it. And he decided that his prey for that night was going to be that Jew. And he walked in with a piece of pork and he said, Jew, eat, and if you don't, I'll beat you. The Nazi, though, had made an error. It wasn't that Jew, that chassid, that he had approached. It was a Jew from Germany who many times prior to the Holocaust had eaten tarfus. And that holy Jew defied the Nazi until he was beaten to death. Daniel Pearl, when he was killed, his last words were, my mother is Jewish, and my father is Jewish. The wet towel from the mikveh and the purity of a Jewish soul. Let's go a little bit deeper for the next couple of minutes. Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita points out that in its core, Yom HaKippurim, particularly Kodem Achet, prior to the sin of the Egel Azov, was characterized, al pi Kabbalah particularly, as V'ish el Mishpachtoi Toshuvu. Yom HaKippurim was not simply a day of slicha and mechila, but Yom HaKippurim was about somehow a person getting back to his mishpacha, his source. Rabosai, in getting back to our lathe, every single person that's sitting here tonight is a product of tremendous mesiras nefesh of our bubas and our zedos. What brings us here? And if you're not aware about your grandfather or your great-grandfather, I guarantee it goes back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I guarantee you'll find it before. What's truly important to us? What truly makes us tick? V'ishel mishpachto toshuvu, to realize, where do we come from? Where are we cut from? I have a Talmud, Yaniv Lautman, who told me that his grandmother came back, almost all of her family was killed, and she went back to Auschwitz, and this was a time that in Birkenau they still had some of the skulls and the bones that were open. And she said, look who I've brought back for you to see. Look at all my grandchildren. Look at what we've defined. But what was the essence of those Jews? What was the lave? What was truly important to them? And I think different people here will have different answers. But Shavas, there needs to be a moment of a little bit of quiet, where the Ramach Evarim and the Shasa Gidim are entirely pushed aside. If on Shabbos the time of dusk is a time of Raiva Deravin, is a time of tremendous Ratzon, then these few minutes, whether before my or after, I know I'm not suggesting you wait for Rabbeinu Tam, don't worry. But just a few minutes before we go back to our routine, what is our shoresh? V'ishel mishpachtoi toshuvu. Yafa Eliach, may she have refuah shleima. Describes that there was in the Hasidic tales of the Holocaust, that there was a young girl, Anna. Unlike most of the protagonists in the book, her last name is not recorded. Towards the end of the war, she was struck by typhus. And she felt like she was slowly falling away. She could no longer walk. She was on her fours. With typhus also comes delirium. And there was a strange call that she felt inside of her, that somehow, if she would climb to the top of that pile that was about 30, 40 feet away, just a small hill, that somehow that was the key for her to be able to survive for a couple more days. And on her fours, the last bits of energy, she crawled to the top of that hill. And she felt her father, who had already been murdered. She had never experienced him during the entire period that she was in the camps. She never heard him directly talk to her. And she had a clear vision of her father. And her father said, stay strong. You will continue the Mesorah of our family. Just hold out a little bit longer. And sure enough, in a couple days later, they were liberated. After the war, Anna came back to that spot with a friend of hers from the same shtetl. And she described to her friend that strange phenomenon. She wasn't zocha to feel her father until that moment. And in many ways, those words of encouragement, that chizuk, is what kept her going. and her friend turned white. She said, "Where was that?" She pointed to the hill. They had gone back to the camp. She said, "Do you know, Anna, that is the exact place that the Nazis threw the corpses of our parents? You climb to the top of the hill of both the guf and the neshama of your father. V'ish el mishpachto toshuvu is the essence of Yom HaKippurim, and it's the essence of Tisha B'Av. Rabbosai, I beg of you, just a few minutes before we go back to essentially our routine, we ask ourselves, where is Vezos Yechrad Lev Ha'odam? It's not simply about keeping the halacha, as the Rav Zatzal would describe. Halacha is the medium and is the expression of the neshama of a Jew. Lama li rov zivchechem. May be zocha in these next few minutes to have a little bit of a hearer of Shavas, and thereby be zocha to hear the joy together of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh.